I always discuss cosplay on my show, especially with females that do it. And I said this before, I said, and y'all know smokers, I wanted porn stars to be more like her. To get me dressed like that. And before we even get deep into the show, before I even get to my particulars, let me tell you the reason why I wanted to interview you. Two outfits.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all good, baby. Trust me, I know what it is. Trust me, podcast goes for the same thing strippers do.
I have my alarm set for you. So
yeah.
It might go off again because I just swiped up. So, okay, I'm sorry. I had to start.
No, it's all good. Y'all see, this is going to be a good interview. Now, two outfits. And I begged for one of them. And the other one she did recently, I said, you know something? That woman no fucking anime. Okay, the first one is, I begged for La Kill.
Oh, yeah.
That is, to me, the hottest and sexiest anime outfit ever.
Yeah, I'm like, that's like my thing now, is the Killer Kill cosplays.
Where did you find that outfit? Did you make that?
Okay, so it's a mix of like somebody made it for like pieces for me, and of course I sewed pieces. So it's a combination of the two. But yeah, that's how that became. I tried to get it commissioned a few years back, but it didn't work out. I had to just make my own, pretty much.
And you rocked it. I was in there like, no, she didn't pull out a kid. And understand, it's only seen you and one other female do that outfit.
Oh yeah. I think I know who you're talking about. I might not, because I met a lot.
It's a white girl. Which is funny, I said, we had a black La Kill. I like that guy.
Yeah, I met a lot of La Kill cosplayers. There's a lot of us. We're scattered about. We're a small community.
Oh, most definitely. And then the second one, which is my top three favorite animes of all time. You pulled out Inuyasha. Right there, won my respect. I am a fan.
Yeah, I just did that one.
I said, no, she didn't pull out Inuyasha. I'm like, that was my shit.
Yeah, I wanted to do like a lewd version of the Inuyasha too. I'm glad I did that.
I know that picture got a shitload of likes and a lot.
I don't know. I think I'm shadow banned on Twitter, so. But I haven't posted it yet on Instagram. I plan on it. But I wanted to test. I like to test the waters on Twitter sometimes.
Run with that. If any of you porn stars, y'all need to do the Inuyasha outfit like her and do a scene in that shit. That shit will go over like hotcakes. So, with that being said, welcome to Special Smoke. And the reason why I special smoke, because she's not a porn star. She's special. You feel me? Because y'all know I'm crazy about anime, and I talk about it all the fucking time. From Star Wars to the Japanese stuff, manga, you name it, or what have you. And this lady here, I'm not even going to lie to say her name. I'm going to say her name, because normally I let y'all introduce yourself. So I'm going to introduce this gorgeous, beautiful Black queen of anime, and she earned that streaming princess, and we're gonna find out where else the hell she is. Talking about none other than Nakia Rani. Say hello to my smokers. She's shy. No, damn way on that stream she ain't. But anyway, how you doing today, babe?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
So what are we wearing today?
I decided to wear froppy for you because I'm going to wear this on stream. I got to get on stream like right after I talk to you guys. Mm-hmm. I got to get on it and I got to play. Some Fortnite or something. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
So how much do you stream and what do you do on your stream?
So I try to stream at least 3 to 4 times a week. And I also stream on my spicy site, my OF. So But I stream games normally, and then, you know, depends on where I'm streaming. It may change.
So OnlyFans the more risque. And then, of course, I'm pretty sure you do Twitch.
Yes.
And stuff. And you Twitch play the games. And you play the games.
Yes.
So they get to look at you look sexy and play the games, and you probably be cussing. Cause I don't
I try not to cuss. I mean, it does come out.
Oh my God! So with the OnlyFans, how risque do your stuff get?
I mean, I get pretty risky.
So we talking solos? Do you do boy girl?
I got a couple of boy girls on there, but it's not. I'm not like. You know, it's not consistent.
That's what we say. No, because I was talking about that. I said, a lot of the girls that do the IG modeling and even some of the cosplay girls, they do have one or two fuck scenes on their shit. It's not that they're trying to do porn. It's just more of variety to your shit. And
yeah, I got it. If somebody, if you have to have it, I got it.
Yeah.
But it's mostly solos, girl. Yeah, I try to keep it etchy and lewd and like maybe not full triple X.
So it's more like Playboy.
No, Hustler. I'd say more like Hustler. Or like, what was the other one? I seen the like Busty Lass or something. Yeah, I caught my granddad with a busty lass, and they had their pussies out. So
would you ever do boy girl?
But like probably not anytime soon, because like it requires so much.
Let's just be honest.
Yeah, it requires.
It would hurt your visibility a little bit.
I have to deal with the men. So it's like, you know, that's when it gets complicated. So, you know, I try not to like.
But see, the thing about it, and you're unique, and then we're going to move forward to the anime and all the other good stuff. It's not necessarily needed for you, because what you're known for is not that. It's just, let's just say it's an accessory, you know, period. Have you ever been approached by any companies, any talent, professional male talent? We ain't talking about these content creating motherfuckers. The actual professional guys. I'm pretty sure somebody hit your ass up.
Yeah. A lot of them early on did. And then I guess like word got around, like, yeah, no, she doesn't work with guys. Because early on, I used to get propositioned a lot by a lot of the guys. That's why, like, I know of a lot of the guys. I don't know them. And they know me, but, you know, it's like I know who she is. I just know she just thought she won't be fucking.
Look at it this way. When you finally do a boy girl, it'll be more impactful because it'd be your first one.
Yeah, I might not do it. That's what I'm saying. I might never. Will never do that.
See, that's the beauty of, see, I try to show the spectrum of everything. Is that when ladies sit here and say, I don't want to do porn because I got to fuck all these do, not realizing that you can implement it in your brand, but it's not your brand. You get where I come from. Your brand is not that. Yeah. It's like, I do understand with some of the IG mods, they do it just to give you something to look at on the IG.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like a cherry on top. It's not like, I honestly don't like that a lot of like the lewd stuff is really in the foreground, which is why I market it. Cause I'm like, fuck it. If people are going to gravitate towards it, I might as well just make money off it, make the best of it. It's just like, if you Google me, like I've done so many like good works or.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, I went off again, ladies and gentlemen. She said we're going to do it.
Other things. It just, I hate that it comes like up. Like, you go to Google, you type in my name, and it'll be like porn scenes. I'm like, damn. Why can't it be like the skits that I've done, or like my IMDb, or my, like, it's just, I don't know. It's whatever.
But to me, I look at it this way, because I said this before. You got to be good at your other shit that we forget. You're damn good at your other shit, so they don't really give a damn about whatever you do, solo or what.
You know, yeah, I'm trying to get to that point. If I actually had a couple people like say that on my TikTok, we're like, oh, wow, I didn't know you had like an OnlyFans. That's crazy. I'm like, oh, really?
But see, that's good.
I thought that was like a known thing.
But see, that's good, though, because your other work, your cosplay work, because to me, I call you a cosplay pinup, you know, period.
Yeah, that's essentially what I'm trying to give, is cosplay.
Yeah. And that means, and see, too, also enable you to cross over, because you can go to the Exoticas and she can go to Comic-Cons. That's something porn stars really can't do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to be like, I feel like that's a lot of work.
Let me tell you, it is.
Yeah, that's I'm more work. You're not really working for yourself anymore. You're working for an agency or a company.
But no, I mean you got people that do content, you know, content for content. They do content with each other. No different than two TikTokers getting together.
I did do a video a few years back with a porn star and a female, and I will probably never do it again, because she kind of salted me on it. So
told y'all it takes
I'll probably never work with like a full-fledged like porn star. There's a lot of girls I want to work with that I know like do erotic content and do but they're not necessarily porn stars. So there's also like there's a gap.
Yeah,
a difference, I feel like, and it's like a disconnect.
So I just want to get that question out of the way, because you know my male smokers want to know, and also to send a nice little, you know, red flag to all, not a red flag, but a understanding to all you male talent that might be watching. Don't even think about it, dog.
Yeah. Yeah,
no. Don't waste your time. Unless you're gonna do TikTok.
Yeah, unless you want to do a TikTok or a skit or something, yeah.
Okay, even with you, I just want to do pictures. I would want to do pictures because, like I said, the one thing is with the girls on that side of the fence, they are not deep in it like you. The most they might do is a Velma or what have you. They don't go to the extent. And two, the other part is that you're a black girl doing this. I don't see a lot of us in that realm as much. You get where I'm coming from, or highlighted per se. There might be a lot of them there, but highlighted.
Just because I do it all. I'd like to do non-lewd as well, but you know, like, see, I feel like this is like a nice little medium, because I honestly went in here blind. I didn't know what your fan base was. So I was like, let me get in the middle. And the bodysuits are always like a nice medium between like sexy and covered and PG appropriate. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't know if it's kids. I don't know if it's adult. I don't. So I was like,
my risque porn site is the Premium Smoke Room on Loyal Vans. That's where the tits come out. But dildos might come out. What really comes out the truth about the industry. And also everything from sexuality to whatever we want to fucking talk about. There you go. It gets more candy, it gets more wild, it gets more crazy. Subscribe today. Now, see, I had to do a commercial. Maybe do a commercial now. So, with that being said, what got you into the modeling aspect of it and the streaming aspect? Because I'm pretty sure you was already into anime, watching it as a kid, you know? And what made you decide to, you know what I'm saying, to go in that direction with it?
I used to go to conventions and people dressed up. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, you know, what are they doing? What is this? And they're like, you know, it's cosplay. You know, mm-hmm. They're cosplaying and people are taking pictures and they were standing next to booths and cars, and I was like, ooh, I want to do that. Like, I was like, I want to say like maybe 12 or 13. And I was like, I want to do that. So, and I did it like a couple of times, but it wasn't really like cosplay. It was just like, my mom would buy me a Halloween costume and I would just wear it to a convention. So I wasn't really cosplaying yet. And then I don't know, as I got older, I just like started getting better. Like I started doing other cosplays out, like anime cosplays. I did movie cosplays. Like I did Candy Girl from The Purge. I wrapped my car up with lights and everything. It was just a whole project. It took me like a week. It was a nightmare. It was funny. My fucking neighbors were coming out like, oh my God, this is a crazy ass girl taping her car with lights. And then it rained on me one day. Oh man. I was taping it on my car with painter's tape. But I was determined. It was one of my Halloween, because I used to do like 28 days of Halloween, whatever, 31 days of Halloween. I used to do that every year. I stopped doing it because it's so stressful. And I have so many costumes, like there's so many photo sets. I could just literally do it 31 days. I have old photos and no one would bat an eye.
For real. And then too, also, I see that you mix it up with the sex appeal. Because I saw the picture with you and Michael Blackston. I said, she doing big things. You sit with Michael Blackston.
Yeah, I'm supposed to link with him. But you know how celebrities are. They're really bad at phones. And so he's just, I'm trying to get an exact date. Because I'm not trying to just pull up at his house. Mm-hmm. We got some shit going on. Because
I'm going to take this crazy. He posted one of my steals from a porn scene. As a meme. I said, damn. Well, at least I know he watching my shit. Thank you, Mr. Blackston. But no, it's like, because, let's keep going, honey. You got a banging body and you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
She knows that. That's why she smiles. She's like, I know. You know, period. And to me, do you think, because it's like, it with cosplayers, with you built like you are, do you think it really actually draw it? How can I put this? Do you think it helps you cross over because you think like a porn star, but you're a cosplayer? You feel what I'm coming from?
No, I think it holds me back.
You think it holds you back?
I think it holds me back significantly. Mm-hmm. I think the curves hold me back a lot. A lot of cosplays, a lot of the characters are like asexual and flat-chested and have no curves. I just said this a couple months back. I was like, I wish I was flat so I could do like men characters. I would love to do men characters. Or like, you know how some girls can like... Mm-hmm. I think there's a girl, Rain Goddess. She's a great cosplayer. She can like change her gender and wear male cosplay and it looks, you know, really good. Like gives guys bi panic. I want to do that. I can't do that because I got too much going on. It's too much.
But so, see to me, I think your body type that long just going off.
I know it's gonna keep going off because
it's all good.
I didn't want to miss it.
The reason why I say that you're good because one, it for our culture, the hip hop culture itself, built like a video vixen. Let's go there. You feel me? You built like the sexy rage. You built like the girls that everybody wants. You know, period. Two, it makes you versatile because you can do the pinup model regular and you can give the cosplay. And once again, you're thick and sexy. I mean, shit, you know how many sponsorship outfit companies would love to have your thick ass goddamn model?
You know? Hell yeah. I get a lot of offers. A lot of like small businesses want me to wear their stuff.
Yeah. Because like I said, it's like you have a sex appeal and then I know the guys love on the Twitch and all that because you see how shy she is. They're just so sexy. They're just like, They're like, "Aren't you just so cute?"
Oh no, I'm different. I'm different when the headphones are on. I'm different when the headphones on. Yeah, because I'll have a J in my mouth and I'm sitting there cursing and everything. No, it's different when I'm locked in. It's different. It's a different vibe.
Oh no, trust me. But see, with you, how often do you stream to keep up?
I try to do like about 3 times a week. I say like every other day. I try to stream.
So
depending on my mood.
Yeah. So when it comes to the streaming, which does better for you, the streaming or the OnlyFans?
I just started streaming, so OnlyFans. Okay. OnlyFans does better.
Okay.
OnlyFans does better, but you know, OnlyFans money is my money to live here in LA. You know, so that's my LA money, I guess you could say, and it's expensive to live in LA.
Oh, trust me, I know. I heard.
Yeah, so yeah, it's my living in LA money. Because I also run.
You must do good OnlyFans in LA, though.
I'm sorry.
You must be doing good OnlyFans and live in LA, baby.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I do all right, man. I'm living all right.
But the thing is, the misconception. I was saying the misconception. People think that girls make a shitload of money with OnlyFans. You know, period. They don't realize the work that you have to put into making the money with the OnlyFans, with any of this that we do.
You know? Absolutely, because like you really think you're gonna sit in the same spot in your room, turn your light on, and keep doing the same thing over and over again, and have more people come in? That's not gonna happen.
So how do you stay motivated? Well, I mean, you're engaging with your fans, but with, let's say, the OnlyFans, because of course you probably do a little something more risque on the camera versus the Twitch or what have you. So, the real question to ask is, what do you even get off of masturbation? Because from talking to girls to do solo, you can get bored. And I done a solo. It can get boring.
I always do that. How do I keep like people coming or?
No, keep yourself motivated so you won't be, you know, bored.
Motivated? I don't know. The money, I guess. Money. Money. Paying my car note on time. Paying my rent on time. That's what motivates me.
So, and do you orgasm from your solos?
Yeah,
so they be seeing her shivering and everything. So but the thing is, the one issue that I have with any girl doing solo, but I know that you don't do this, is when it becomes another scene, same shit, how do you come up with ideas for your shows? You know, period. Like how you pick what outfit you might want to wear, you know, or what have you. You know, as far as your cosplay outfits and stuff like that for those type of shows.
I'll just see something, because like right now I'll see an outfit and I'm like, ooh, I want to do that, or I could do that, or I'll see something on my For You page or on my Explore page, and I'm like, oh, that's cute. I could make it slutty, you know? I don't know. I see stuff, and I'm like, I can make this lewd. How can I make this lewd? You know? It's just...
Yeah, because the thing about it is, the allure is, men do... We do masturbate to the anime girl. Let's just be honest, fellas. How many of y'all that masturbate in my age group to She-Ra and Sailor Moon?
You know what? I wanna do, you know what's crazy that you said that? I wanted my next big cosplay I wanna do is I just had her name. The girl Gargoyle.
Oh!
I want to do that. I want to do that because that's every black guy nerd's fantasy girl right there. That would be
freaking hot, you know. So you have a TikTok as well, right?
Yes.
And stuff. So how do you balance filming for the OnlyFans, your streaming, and also doing the social media TikTok stuff like that?
I just kind of have I call it manic days. my manic days, I'll just work all day and I just do content throughout the entire day from morning to my friends just came over here. And we did some videos and they left and then I put this on and now I'm talking to you. So after I talk to you, I'm going to get on stream. I'm going to stream. After I get off stream, I'm probably going to do a quick little video taking this off. And then that's going to be content for OnlyFans. And that's the day.
because we have to keep up with it. You know, yeah. With the updates, with the social, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. How much had the TikTok helped your brand?
As of late, it hasn't, because they've really been shitting on my views. But it used to significantly boost my account. Mm-hmm. But as of lately, they've really been tanking my views. I might have to just make another page. I don't know how to get TikTok. I'm so over TikTok.
Yeah, the United States government have it by the time this come out.
Oh man, if they get it, then it's really going to help. If Zuck get his hands on it, then we're doomed.
It's just freaking crazy. And now they're even trying to sue. Now they even come after Apple. I was like, boy, they come after everybody. Mm-hmm. damn, it's serious. So, mm-hmm. so with you, with the Comic-Cons, do you participate in the actual convention or you just, you know what I'm saying, just go to the convention or what have you? And how much do you run into fans, some of your fans?
Oh, I participate. I get invited. Mm-hmm. I normally get invited by Anime NYC often. So I go there a lot. Mm-hmm. Couple other local conventions I've been invited as a guest or an influencer to do my videos and TikToks and tag the con and tell people I'm there. And yeah, I meet fans all the time. I meet a lot of female fans, specifically. And it's oh wow, cool. Because, anytime I look at my Instagram or my TikTok, it's always, 89% men. And you know, dang.
I mean, I'm going to tell you that you probably a lot of your fans is dudes. I'm just...
Yeah, no, it is. It is. And it's cool. I get it. It's cool. But I'm always happy to see female fans and oh my god, I love your TikToks or I love your pictures and yes, I love you.
Yeah. Because see, the thing about it is one, you inspire two sides of a coin. You inspire thick women who may feel, you know, not as confident. You feel what I'm saying? And black females who always thought cosplay was a white person shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's kind of why is it that black females don't jump on cosplay as much? Especially on the modern side.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Specifically, I think it's still a niche thing. I still think anime and cosplay and just the culture in general is still very niche. Mm-hmm. And I think black women are slowly getting acclimated. I see more and more of us at ecchi conventions and like I'm running into more of us in like, you know, public spaces. And so it's really cool. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's starting to get on. Mm-hmm. Like the whole anime thing is starting to get on. And it's gonna be cool for everybody.
Yeah, because to me, it's a market that I think more black females and even males should dibble into, whether you're a model, whether you're an adult film or not, because yes, it is a niche market. Them people, it just as much as they love the anime, they also like the anime porn, so let's not forget about that, people. And and two, on top of that, like I said, it's also a fetish in many ways, and a kink, you know, and everything. So it enables, you know what I'm saying, it, and the more niche a market is, the more money it makes, you know. So do you do customs?
Yes, I do. Within reason. I've had some guys give me some crazy custom requests, and I've had to turn them down. But yeah, within reason.
So what's the one character that, what's the one cosplay outfit that you wore that made you the most money with customs? I'm pretty sure that they was asking for you to do cosplay stuff.
The Yoruichi. Yeah, a lot of people buy that, and anytime I like drop a teaser or a picture, they're like, yeah, go ahead and send that over to me to unlock.
I just won't, because I know that you're very creative. I would love to see you give me something from Star Wars one day.
Star Wars, actually, I am in the process. I'm currently working on something. And there is a lightsaber company. Like, I'm trying to work it out with them. I'm working on something. I've got the Leeklu for, I forgot her, Darth Talon. I got the Darth Talon.
Hold on. Stop. That was the one I was thinking about you doing.
Yeah. So I have the Darth Talon headdress.
Or that species.
Because I saw Tierra Bree. She did the Leeklu. She did the green one. I forgot. Yeah. I don't know their names. So I'm really bad with names. But she did the green one, and I was inspired. I'm gonna do one. And I was like, I want to do a Sith one.
Female Siths.
Yeah, I want to do a Sith one. And she like wears like this like leathery outfit. I'm like, oh, it's fucking perfect.
I want to dress up as, of course, Sith, is Darth Nihilus.
Darth Nihilus.
I love him. Oh, God.
Yeah, I love Darth. Yeah.
He's mad.
I like a lot of them. The Sith, except for Actually, no, I kind of like all of them. I'm weird. I need balance.
They had more personality, man. If you look at the Sith Lords, they had more personality. That's why
They do.
From Bane, Riven, Darth Malgus. I did myself.
Darth Maul, Star Wars.
I'm sitting here just can't wait for Acolytes to drop. Oh, God.
Yeah.
And I saw the trailer for Ahsoka. But nah, Darth Talon, yeah. Because see, also that species, they actually are thick. The women,
yeah.
They got booty and boobs. So you fit it.
So I'm excited for that. So I hate airbrushing, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it for May 4th.
Oh my goodness. So have you done a video of any kind in the Miyasha? And two, the other question, where the fuck you get the sword from?
Oh, I had that commissioned. I had it made.
Oh, that's an actual factual.
Yeah, somebody made it for me.
You know, so please wear that to the next Comic Con. I am sorry.
I'm actually gonna wear that to SumiCon. I'm gonna wear it to the convention in Vegas.
I am sorry. You impressed me so hard with that motherfucking Himayash, I said. But here's the other thing. You should do the brother though.
Oh yeah, so Shamaru, I'm gonna do him too. I'm gonna do him too.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna do him.
Yeah, I had to give it to him when he did the Mario and the Luigi. That was cute.
Oh yeah, no, I had to drop that for Mario Day.
So what was your favorite cosplay you dressed up as?
Probably my Ryoku. Yeah, it's a Ryoku. I like it. I still have a soft spot in my heart for it.
Oh my goodness. Now here's the other question. And then I can't hold her because she got a stream to do, people.
Yeah, I was gonna say I gotta get ready. I'm looking at my time. I'm about to
you need to hit the links and go check out her stream, you know what I'm saying?
Go check me out, Kick and Switch.
Oh yeah, so we're gonna get to the links in a second. So when you look at, I'm gonna ask you this. What's the one cosplay that you hate that is just overdone? That you like, damn, how many motherfuckers gonna keep doing this shit?
I'm gonna do this goddamn cosplay. Damn, that's a good question. That is a really good question. I gotta think about that. I don't know. I don't really have
because everybody does.
We have a cosplay where I'm like, damn, why y'all keep doing this goddamn cosplay? No, I don't have one. I guess I wouldn't say Mirko, but I can't say Mirko because I like seeing the different versions of black women do Mirko.
Yeah.
It makes me smile to see all the versions of Mirko. So no, I don't have one. I only have one.
Shoot, like I said, mine is when girls dress up like Velma.
You're tired of Velma?
Yeah, because it's like everybody do it. It's like, come on, man. That's what I like about you. You take it there.
I did Velma, but I did a little spin to my Velma. I put it on because people like the Velma. I think it's the orange on the brown skin is because people love my Deanne. Mm-hmm. I think it's the orange.
Well, I have this lady up. She got to go stream and she will be back. So, you know, I got to ask her the $1 million question real quick. Can I call you a smoke buddy?
Yeah, sure.
Say no more. She'll be back on the Smokers Lounge, and we're going to bring her on the Premium Smoke Room. That's right, people. 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy. It gets more candy, it gets more wild, it gets more crazy, it gets more unpredictable. Like I said, the tips might come out, dildos might come out, but you ain't going to find out unless you subscribe. There you go. Now, with that being said, Miss Nakia Renee, tell everybody where they can spend money on you and come see you.
You can come see me on Instagram, Miss Nikia Renee, MSNIKIARENEE. And all my links are actually there. My Twitter, my Kick. I'm Nikia Renee on everything except for TikTok. It's Nikia Renee Cosplay. Yep.
Yes. So the links will be in the description. So with that being said, people. You know how we end these things all day, every day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience? If you haven't learned anything, smoke this over. Say goodbye to him, Miss Renee.
Bye. Mm-hmm.